So welcome to this webinar. This is Demonstrating Marketing's Value to the Business. So if you're a marketer, clearly this is going to be very relevant to you. It is all about showing value. It is all about the commercialization of what we do in marketing, but also for other disciplines, if you like, within the business. This is also something for you as well, because demonstrating the value of marketing is something obviously that is going to be key if we're looking to invest in marketing as a cost, as a budget, or as an investment of resources within our organizations and our businesses. So the importance of quantifying marketing's impact cannot be overstated. It really can't. And what I'd like you to think about as we go through this, and this is going to be a bit of a theme, if you like, for this particular talk, is the shift from viewing marketing as an expense or a cost to being an investment. This is a really important consideration, because if we're going to truly demonstrate marketing's value to the business, then we cannot see marketing as a cost or as an expense. It is an investment. In other words, it is something from which we would expect to see a return, because that is the definition of an investment. You're investing in something to see a return. If we see marketing as a cost, if we see marketing as a budget that we're going to spend, spend implies that you are using that resource and you're not going to get anything back. So the key here is to shift your mindset from viewing marketing as a budget or as a cost to being an investment. So that's what we're going to focus on here. And one of the key themes that we will see when we start to do that is this whole idea of ROI, or in marketing speak, ROMI, ROMI, return on marketing investment. So this is focusing on the returns that will be generated by investing in marketing relative to the cost of those things. So when I say investing in marketing, obviously that does imply there is a cost associated with it, and that cost could be broader resource engagement or commitment. So it doesn't necessarily have to mean capital cost, i.e., you know, financial money, etc. It could be time spent within the organization focusing on marketing. It could be tying up people resource, so actually getting the commitment of people within the organization. So again, that could be the relative cost of this marketing investment. And the whole idea is clearly to make more from the investment here than the things cost in themselves, so that we actually see a positive return on marketing investment. And so that's what we're going to talk about as we go through this particular session. So to begin with then, to really be demonstrating marketing's value to the business, let's begin with some of the things that will help us to quantify the impact of marketing. So what kind of things would we be able to report to be able to demonstrate that marketing is actually adding value to the business? Well, we need to think of some key metrics, or some key things, measures, data, if you like, that will start to give us evidence that we're actually making some good impact with our marketing. Now, of course, if we can identify metrics that align with business goals, in other words, a higher level need to achieve, then clearly that is quantifying marketing's impact at a higher level. So the kinds of metrics that we should be looking at really are customer acquisition cost. So this is the cost associated with acquiring a new customer. Now that, from, you know, the value that marketing is bringing, can be very, very significant as a metric, because clearly we don't want to be spending too much to acquire customers, but we know we have to invest to acquire a new customer. So that's a key metric. And if we can keep that manageable, doesn't necessarily have to be low. The customer acquisition cost just needs to be considered, and it needs to be known. We can improve that all the time, of course, and again, that will be added value. Lifetime value of a customer, CLV or LTV, the customer's lifetime value, is a really important consideration here. So this is the total value a customer is expected to bring during their relationship with the company. So this is a longer-term investment of marketing and a longer-term demonstration of the value that we're bringing. Because if we are looking after the customer's journey throughout their relationship with us, then there's an opportunity here to have some metrics or some key performance indicators underneath that overarching measure of the value that that customer brings. Then again, that can be demonstrating value, because if we're supporting the customer's journey, if we're supporting their lifetime of engagement with us, then we can then demonstrate potentially within that that we're adding value. There's some obvious ones that, most people would think and would associate with marketing, things like brand awareness. And of course, we know that we can, measure that at some kind of level through things like surveys, listening through our social networks, or, web traffic, the amount of people who, we have reached and we've engaged with and are aware of the kinds of things that we do. And that would be, a natural, obvious go-to metric that we would think about. But then we can go a little bit deeper, and this is what I'd recommend that you do, is, beyond the typical brand awareness that marketing seems to be associated with, in terms of a function for most people, we can actually start to then really push the engagement rates. That's an important one. This is the interaction levels and, trends on social media platforms, for example. And also then the interaction with existing real customers. Now, a lot of this, as we're going to see in a minute, isn't in isolation. So when we look at to demonstrating marketing's value truly to the business, we also have to consider that we're not doing this alone. So a lot of these things, particularly things like engagement rate, can be impacted by our collaboration with things like the sales team or customer service or maybe HR as well. So engagement is another key brand metric and a key value that we can bring, but it isn't something that we do alone. So it's going to start to tease out the fact that we need to be thinking in terms of our value, of where we can also add value internally to achieving those things. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And of course, then we've got the ROI or the ROMI, if you want to add marketing into that phrase, which is clearly the financial return from the marketing activities, the specific marketing activities that we do. So we have a number of different levels here, and there is a model which you might like to explore, because this one might help you to tease out a different set of levels, if you like, of marketing metric that will, allow you to demonstrate value from a tactical level all the way through to a very high level strategic perspective. And what this does, this marketing metrics continuum, it allows you to really emphasize how you're aligning marketing activities, marketing metrics, and marketing value against overall business objectives. So some of the stuff you're going to do is going to be very activity-based, some of it a little bit more operational, where you're bringing in some of the systems and processes, and you're saying, look, we can add value here as well. So there could be some efficiencies there that you might want to focus on. Some of these things will be outcome-based, and this could be about, helping to achieve revenue. It could be about customer acquisition, as we've just talked about, so increasing market share, for example. And then some of the ones that are much higher level would be the things that we might term leading indicators or predictive metrics. And these will be the things that will help to guide strategy in the future. So if we can be seen to not only operate operationally and tactically, but also be providing the business with insights, evaluation, recommendations, ideas, opportunities at a more strategic level, because we're basing what we're suggesting on data and proven outcomes from those activities, then we're going to start to be able to help shape the narrative within the business, help shape the culture, help shape where the business goes in the future. So the value that marketing can bring to the business is at a whole range of different levels. So if you're just currently focused on the kinds of things you do tactically, then the marketing metrics continuum, which focuses on activity-based, but all the way through to predictive and more strategic thinking, then you can start to add value maybe at a number of different levels that you weren't before. So that's where it can start to get really interesting. And as you do that, you start to realize that you need to start telling some good stories. So part of what you're going to need to do to demonstrate the marketing value to your business is to think about using narrative techniques to present the data. If you continue to present, if you are now and you're thinking, well, I'm kind of doing that, Neil, but what I'm doing is kind of not really landing on, you know, open ears, or I'm not really being embraced for what I share. People seem to glaze over when I start to present to them. Then this could be that you are presenting a marketing story rather than a story that's commercially engaging for the business. And of course, tailoring your story to different stakeholders, be they sales, be they finance, be they HR, production, commercial, distribution, all the other kind of factors that go into making up your organization. It is absolutely vital that to demonstrate true value, you're not actually going to be reporting marketing stuff at all. What you're doing is you're using the narrative to create compelling stories around the data that are meaningful to different audiences. You know, there could be a very different story that you'll tell with the very same data if you're presenting to the management team or the C-suite, that you would then change that narrative and change the story. Same data, same metrics, same kind of outcome. But actually, if you were sharing it with colleagues or maybe a very different, distant team of peers, then you would probably change your story. So it's really important to think about what kind of visual storytelling is appropriate to share and really truly demonstrate this value to my audience. So should I be using graphs, charts, or infographics for a particular audience? But then maybe it's more kind of technical data. Maybe it's a different kind of story. And if it's, you know, customer facing team that I'm presenting to, maybe I incorporate things like customer testimonials and case studies, but maybe I wouldn't do that if I was reporting to a senior management team. So creating what we call competitive and sort of compelling narrative arcs is absolutely clear and key as part of this demonstration of value of marketing. I've got a webinar for you, which if you search out Storytelling in Marketing webinar on YouTube, you should find a recording that I've produced and recorded from a very recent webinar that was all about this topic, about, you know, setting up narratives and storytelling to different audiences, and it's absolutely vital that you get that bit right, because if you tell the story and try to demonstrate marketing's value to the business through telling a marketing story, unless your audience is fellow marketers, your story may well fall very flat. So that's key. It isn't just about the impressive data, it's about how you impress with that data. Now, one of the things that, irrespective of the audience and irrespective of the style of story and the kind of storytelling that you're going to do, one of the really key things that you need to do, and I've kind of mentioned this already a couple of times in different ways, but this is a really important point, is that what you're needing to do is bridge the gap between the marketing KPIs, your key performance indicators of how well you think you're doing against your marketing goals, with higher, more broad business objectives. So your task as a communicator, as a marketer, is to translate marketing metrics into business outcomes. Okay, so stop doing, if this is what you do, stop doing right now the reporting of, hey, here's how many people visited our website last month. You know, I'm being a little bit facetious here, but a lot of us still do this. We report the numbers and expect everyone to go, wow, isn't that great? When actually what we could be doing is reporting what that means from a business perspective, how that impacts and affects outcomes for the rest of the business. In other words, you know, the fact that our social media campaign hit this number of people, got them to do this particular behavior. Okay, great, but that's only for us to know. The business wants to know, yeah, but what's in it for us? What does that mean to me and my team over here? I'm not marketing. So talk to me, prove to me that this is worth me listening to. So demonstrating how your marketing initiatives are supporting broader business goals is absolutely key. So you need to think about some strategies and develop some strategies to consistently align those KPIs that you use and you report on and you obsess about, rightly so, but align those with business objectives. So you can start to map your marketing metrics against specific business outcomes. Now, if you're already doing this, you'll be there, sat there thinking probably, yeah, Neil, I already do this and it works. But you'll already know that it works. If you haven't tried this, think about all the things that you measure as a marketer and think, yeah, but why? What does this really mean to the business? And keep asking that question, why? Just keep drilling down deeper and deeper and deeper until you get to the impact you're actually making against those specific business outcomes. Maybe also, as you start to do this, build a strategy to use cross-functional workshops, maybe to ensure you've got alignment. In other words, sit down with the audience in advance of doing these presentations, in advance of trying to demonstrate the value, and ask them what their pain points are. Treat them as stakeholders. Treat them as part of your marketing inputs. Really get to know where the challenges they are facing can be met by the marketing you're doing. So set up some workshops, set up some conversations, and regularly review with your key stakeholders how you're reporting and how the value of what you do is helping them to do what they do. Because there's no better way of forging cross-functional relationships within any kind of organization than truly listening to the pain points and then doing something on your part to help solve their problems. You know, think of them as customers, because really they are, they're internal customers of yours. So there's a lot you can do with this, and it can be hugely powerful for not only building those relationships, but also back to demonstrating marketing's value to the business. It doesn't have to be financial. It can be fostering great internal communications. That could be a huge benefit that marketing brings to the business. And then, of course, using objective and key results to align and connect marketing objectives with these overall business goals. And you can keep moving and adjusting these things. And because you're now in this relationship with your stakeholders, keep asking, keep listening, get them to reflect back on what it is you're doing. And then you can start to bring in some of the advanced marketing analytics to begin to go deeper into the kinds of things that you need to explore to be able to fuel those conversations, to be able to fuel your presentations. Because if you were just using the basic insights that you were getting from your social campaigns and your email and some of your web traffic, you're missing a trick here to actually go deeper. And this is really what we're trying to encourage here. To demonstrate marketing's value to the business, you need to go deeper than you are now with the justification as to why you measure what you measure. So use the tech, use the technology to help you. So, for example, if you want to go deeper into your website traffic, analyze customer behavior and get more insights there, Google Analytics, the latest version of GA, can help you to do that. There are also tools for creating interactive and shareable dashboards. Tableau is a great example of that. HubSpot, you can integrate various marketing channels for very detailed performance reports that cut across various different marketing channels, because you might need to report the interrelationship between things. Not necessarily just, hey, we did this social campaign and look at us, we're marketing, aren't we great? Look at all our great content. But actually then see how that plays out elsewhere in the communication channels that you're sharing. And also then in real life customer situations, when your salesperson goes in to visit a client, you know, what actually happened then? And feeding that back through into your performance reports, going deeper every single month, getting far, far more intimate with your data and your reporting and the consequent evaluation that comes out the other end. This is so key to do. Also, things like for social media analytics and sentiment analysis, going deeper into maybe Hootsuite insights. You know, sentiment analysis is really important. A lot of us as marketers miss a trick for not really looking at the positive, neutral, or negative sentiment that is going on when we're gathering our data. You know, we're very happy to gather what we might term vanity metrics. So the number of people we're hitting, the number of people who, you know, are following us, et cetera, the number of opens, the reach on all the stuff. But that's so surface level. We don't know whether people, having looked at all these communications that we're putting out, are actually then feeling positive, neutral, or negative about those communications. Because, of course, if we're trying to change and influence behavior, which feeds on into other interactions across the business, we want that generally to be positive sentiment analysis. So go deeper. Semrush is a great example for bringing other things together and doing more of this predictive stuff that I was talking about. You know, looking into SEO, content marketing, maybe going broader with your competitor research. And again, competitor research, giving that more macro field of view rather than just looking always about how you're performing. What does the business want? Well, they want you to demonstrate your value versus how the competition are doing. Because if you're doing well, maybe it's just that the whole market is doing well. It might not just be your performance. It could be just the whole market is performing better than it was. So it isn't actually about you. You're just riding on the back of this wave. So having that deeper insight in terms of what's going on is really, really key. And of course, then there are AI-powered analytics, which can go deeper into what we might term CRM, your customer relationship management. Demonstrating marketing's value to the business cannot just be about marketing activity. It needs to be across the whole range of customer relationship touch points that you have within your organization. Because if you can own and be the custodian of all of those touch points, even if sales goes out and does the visit, customer support or customer services supporting existing customers, if you're responsible for the overarching view, then what a great value you're bringing to the business by knowing what's going on, knowing how you can continuously improve, and knowing how you can share that information in a relevant sense with everyone around you. Now, of course, once we start talking about tech, you're probably sat there thinking, well, okay, what about AI? Because I'm starting to use AI to kind of, you know, create content. Is there anything I could use AI for, particularly things like ChatGPT as an example, to demonstrate the value to the business? Well, the answer is absolutely yes. Using ChatGPT's capabilities, particularly if you are going to go deeper, to help you analyze these large data sets, extracting key insights and obviously predicting trends from those, you can then start to help yourself to identify successful marketing strategies and areas of improvement going forward. So use things like ChatGPT to do the analysis for you. There's only so much you as a human being can do manually. So the tech, if you're going to go deeper than just those surface insights, those vanity metrics, then start to use things like ChatGPT to put some of these reports in there. If you've got the paid for version of GPT, you can actually attach some of your reports, put some PDFs in there with all the reporting data, and say, look, can you see some patterns? Can you see some trends here? Can you predict for me what's going to happen next month based on this last month's performance? And if you can show that and demonstrate that as value to the business, because you're sharing, you know, really useful evaluation, not just the insights themselves, but actually what those insights mean, then you're going to be putting the business in a far stronger position next month. And again, what is not, you know, great to hear, if you're sat outside here, particularly, say, from a sales perspective, and you're getting fed all this really important market insight, all these predictive trends, then you can start to create your sales plans off the back of them. Again, very much aligned with the marketing activity that clearly is going to be happening in advance of those sales visits. ChatGPT can also help you to enhance the report writing and the presentations. You know, we talked a little bit about the storytelling. Ask it to help you create stories around the data. Ask it to strip back some of the noise around the narrative and create some really clear, concise, and compelling reports and presentations. Help it too, and this is the really interesting one. If you play with this, this one really works. I've really experimented at quite some length with this one. If you want to articulate complex marketing data in an understandable way for different stakeholders, give it the same data, give it the same insights, ask it to evaluate, and when it gives you the results, say, please, can you create three different presentations now? One for finance, off this data, one for my senior management team, and one for my colleagues. as an example, it will give you three different versions for three different stakeholders. And you can keep repeating, and you can then hone in tighter and tighter on actually what's in it for the audience. So it can be a very powerful way of driving that storytelling forward. And then you can help it or get it to help you to maybe run more interactive sessions than you've done before. You can use it to maybe model Q&A sessions or maybe interactive training modules to maybe educate others around the organization, not only in terms of what your marketing's about and what you're actually reporting, but actually how you can integrate the marketing into the things that they're doing and they're interested in as well. Demonstrating marketing's value through things like ChatGPT allows you to model in advance responses you might get. Testing a version A versus version B. Give me two versions of a presentation, one that I can do this month, one that I can do next month. So actually, GPT, when I come back and tell you how it all went, then you can actually then recommend for month three my optimum option. Wouldn't that be great? So you could continuously learn about your performance, not only in the data itself, but actually how you can begin to more effectively demonstrate the value of that data to the rest of the business. So you can use it to simulate conversations or scenarios. You know, you could say, ChatGPT, can you behave as though you are my senior management team? So when I present this back to you, can you pose some really challenging questions back to me so I can practice answering them so that when I actually get into the meeting, I'm actually really well prepared with some really, really great strong arguments to come back with? Well, wouldn't that be a great way of dealing with, you know, in advance, preparing yourself, getting the confidence that you need so that you're always then best prepared? So not only will the technology and AI help you to glean the data from complex data sets, but it will allow you to evaluate it and present it and test those presentations and role play and scenario plan and model possible outcomes. So that when you go in, you are 100% prepared to any kind of presentation or demonstration of the value that you're bringing. So constantly every day, you can be using these tools to really help the audience understand what you're doing. Now, one of the things I've talked about a few times here is this whole thing about preparing for a kind of a more senior audience. So let's talk about how you can demonstrate value of marketing to a C-suite executive audience, for example. So imagine yourself, you're going into the board meeting, you've been called into the board meeting. What should you be focused on? Because, you know, it's only probably going to be the marketing director who is going to be interested and able to actually interpret the marketing reports that you've been creating. So you need, and your role here is to tailor the data in the presentation to help these executives understand. Okay, so that is your role. It isn't about sharing the data and then thinking, okay, I can now bask in the glory of these great numbers. What you need to be doing is highlighting strategic insights that you can bring from those reports and the relevant business impacts across the organization. So focusing on high-level insights and implications for the business is a key way to tailor your presentation. Using then the data and the evidence almost as an appendix or an annex, just in case you need it to prove that you know you're basing this all on data. Do not lead with the reports. Do not lead with the graphs. Most people will not be able to interpret that. Begin with the high-level insights and the implications that you've drawn from them. Use clear and concise language. One of the biggest challenges that we as marketers get is that we have what we might call marketing speak. I know I've been challenged on this many, many times over my career. So we need to avoid all technical stroke marketing jargon. And so by highlighting how marketing drives business growth and profitability, by underpinning this all the time with a constant mantra of these insights and the implications for business, we start to move away from talking marketing when we're asked to do a marketing presentation. It's very easy for us to do a marketing presentation because that's what we know and that's the language we're very comfortable with. But remember, it is almost for an executive like we are speaking a different language. So figure out how you can use a model, maybe like the pyramid principle, to organize your information in a way that suits their decision-making processes. Because why are you in that meeting anyway? You know, you haven't been called into that meeting just for fun. You know, executive time is very precious time. It's worth a lot to the business. So how can you prove that and demonstrate the most value? Well, it is to applying the wisdom based on the knowledge, which is underpinned by the information, which is served by the data. So don't produce data. They're not interested in that. They don't understand that. They don't need to hear that. It's there in the background if you need to call upon it, if challenged, but you don't lead with it. You don't lead on the information. The information is just the context setting. You might just drip feed a little bit of that into the storytelling, but you probably won't. The next bit is key. Share the context of that information. Impart your knowledge, understanding of what you know and where you've gleaned it from, and then applying that in terms of wisdom, in terms of guiding the executive decision making, maybe presenting a here's an option one, here's an option two. Both of these are powered with evidence, but this one's going to lead to this likely outcome, and this one's going to lead to this likely outcome, is a much better way to feed the executive decision making process. Trying to baffle them with numbers is a surefire way of being asked to leave the room early. So talking at a strategic level in a way that they will understand by applying the knowledge, evidence-based decision-making underpinned by the data, is always the best way forward. And that's the kind of language that's going to resonate with an audience that otherwise would probably miss the point. And the only way really you can understand this is if you begin to focus really on cross-departmental collaboration. So you need to kind of do your groundwork in advance, is what I'm saying. So if you can build a strategy for collaborating with departments beforehand, you don't want to be wheeled into that senior management meeting, not having spoken to finance, not having spoken to the sales director, not having talked to production to find out, you know, can you actually serve this product or service if the market demands it? But actually having regular interdepartmental meetings, set combined collaborative goals, talk about progress reviews, you know, share their dashboards with your dashboards and your reports in both directions. So you understand, you know, the kinds of things they're reporting on, and be super transparent. These are meant to be trusted allies. You know, gone are the days where sales and marketing, you know, worked in isolation, each with their own remit. We have to work together. The marketplace out there is too tough for us not to be doing this. And one of the key ways of demonstrating marketing's value to the business is to be the leader in these kinds of collaborative meetings. Take the reins. It's your responsibility as a marketer to set these meetings up, to initiate these kinds of conversations. And maybe from these, form joint projects or campaigns that involve multiple departments. I can tell you from experience, and if you've done this, you'll know this to be true, is if you do a marketing campaign in isolation, away from customer service, away from sales, and then announce it to the world and say, hey, look, this is what we've created in marketing, nobody else will buy in. But if you do it in advance, in collaboration with sales, in a collaboration with customer service, so they feel that they've been part of the initiation and the building of the campaign, they will be 100% behind it. It's not rocket science. It makes complete sense. So why do so few of us actually do it? This is an opportunity to demonstrate the value we're bringing before the actual things happen. And then when it comes to things like marketing budget, remember that I keep saying this is the value of marketing investment. Well, you're going to be on the front foot, because who wouldn't want to invest as a management team in a project where it was all set up across multiple departments? The finance director in there, knowing that their finance team has already bought into your project or your campaign, well, they're going to give the green light to the budget. Of course they are, because their team's involved. Same with the sales director. Sales director won't be sat there with their arms folded thinking, well, I don't know anything about this. They know their salespeople have already been involved in your team meetings. So demonstrating past ROI of marketing campaigns, yeah, great. Presenting detailed plans and the expected outcomes for future investment to get some budget, yes, great. but showing that you've truly aligned all of what you want to do with overall business strategy and get the teams who are going to help you in that process aligned before you go to ask for budget is a surefire way that you're going to get budget agreement. And then we're going to be beating the old adage of what's the first thing that gets cut? Well, it's the marketing budget. So you will know then your budget is going to be protected because it's a marketing investment. Who's going to then cut away a budget who have had every department in the organization committing to it and saying, yeah, this is good because we've got a, you know, we've got our fingers in this pie. We're part of this project. Well, nobody's going to be resistant because it's not going to look good on them. So if you articulate the value of marketing as being an investment, but do it in a collaborative way, you almost then won't need to be defending the budget because it will defend itself. And so again, pre-planning to demonstrate marketing's value to the business is not an after the effect, it's actually pre-project and pre-campaign as well. So where do you begin to decide the kinds of projects or campaigns that you could be taking to the rest of the business to do it? Well, again, if you can be gathering information and data from the wide world out there, if you can be looking at industry standards, so you're benchmarking the industry, maybe you're comparing your performance against what the industry says are benchmarks right now. You can also be looking at existing trends within the particular sectors that you operate in. Maybe do some competitor benchmarking, measuring yourself against top competitors. You might be the market leader, so who are the up-and-coming players? You might be a market challenger, so who you're taking on, but who's coming up behind you? You may be playing in a particular niche in your marketplace, but who are the bigger players and what could you learn from them? Doing the benchmarking and sharing this kind of stuff in a comparative way, how are we doing against the competition, again, is another way to build the confidence in the organization. And sharing this with the management team, sharing this with sales, so they're always fueled with the latest information, the latest trends. Because what would feel better for a salesperson to be in a meeting and be able to say, well, you know, when this particular organization do this, this is what happens in the marketplace. And they may not be aware that this new standard's coming through in our industry, but it is. And this is how we're responding to it. Imagine the confidence of that salesperson, and who better to fuel them with that information, again, demonstrating marketing's value to them, than the marketing person themselves. So doing this stuff and always being ahead of the game, ahead of market trends, so that you can future-proof any marketing strategies that you have, will then ensure that you're investing in the emerging stuff, you know, the emerging technologies, the AI, the platforms that allow you to do what you do better, adapting to a changing customer behavior, market trends. And let's face it, you know, that is a tough one because things are moving so, so fast right now. But if it allows us all to continually learn and upskill both the marketing team, but also those around us, because we're constantly innovating, we're constantly tweaking and tuning our systems and processes, but we're bringing new stuff in to the mix and into the conversations within our organizations, again, in brackets, driven by marketing. So that's you listening to this. It's your responsibility to do this. Don't sit there doing what you do day in, day out, expecting somebody else to do this. The problem is, if you don't start taking the reins here on this kind of stuff, the competition will be doing this. They'll know, they'll figure it out fast enough, and then you're always going to be playing catch up. So make sure that you've got strategies that are future facing, staying ahead of trends, technologies, and making sure your strategies are planned there and planful for long-term success will give that feeling of confidence in marketing to the rest of the business. And just by doing this stuff and actually doing the doing, you can make sure that you are always ahead of the game. And it opens up this thing. You may well have heard of this particular sort of marketing or business model. It's a broader business model. It isn't just marketing, but Blue Ocean Strategy, where you can, if you take this mindset, you can really open up opportunities that will excite, will invigorate, will empower, and will impassion the business to do new things and innovate and really take a forward step rather than always being reactive to what goes on in their marketplace. Moving to a more blue ocean strategy where, you know, you're creating a new market space, maybe. Maybe you're making the competition irrelevant. Maybe you're creating and capturing new demands. Maybe you're, you know, breaking away from a whole cost-based approach into a real investment mindset. And you're looking at differentiating yourself and moving away from existing markets because you are different, you are special, you are value-added. This is a great way of actually demonstrating marketing's value to the business because it is so innovative. And there's a real energy that comes from Blue Ocean strategy, not just repeating what you did last year, not just adding a little bit onto the targets or onto your plans from last year and saying, hey, we got our plans for this year, but looking at it, critiquing it, having those collaborative conversations and saying, what if we had unlimited budget? What if our resources were untamed? What if we could develop any product or service to meet our customers' demands? What if, et cetera, et cetera? And it'll give us an opportunity, a really clear opportunity for adding new additional value. So not only the existing value that we add, but new value that we might not have seen before. And when we do that, it brings into play probably the last, maybe the most important element of all of this that goes beyond just purely collaborating and presenting well and telling great stories, building great relationships, demonstrating through evidence and data the amazing stuff that we're doing, but actually harnessing what we call feedback loops. So using feedback as well in this mix for continuous improvement, using feedbacks to demonstrate ongoing value. So thinking of things like how can we collect on an ongoing basis stuff that we can really listen to and add into the mix of the things that we're going to be talking about. So things like customer feedback surveys, social media listening, regular internal reviews and team feedback sessions, A/B testing, market research, etc., etc. These are all ways that we can continuously learn, continuously improve and continuously listen to all things that go on around us. If you've listened to my stuff before, you'll know that I always talk about mindful marketing. And what I mean by that is not necessarily just all about Zen and tree hugging. When I use the word mindful, I mean just being awake, being in the moment, being present, truly listening, and then adapting our thoughts, our strategies, and our behaviors to what we see so that we're always there, always current, always relevant, and always informed. Remember, being current, relevant, and informed is that almost that panacea of a marketer. It is that kind of ultimate goal, current, relevant, and informed. That's what we need to be to demonstrate marketing's value. And if we go into a feedback loop, we can then emphasize the importance to everybody of feeding in this iterative process of continuous improvement. So we can learn, we can build, we can measure and continually loop around as we learn more, as we build more, as we measure more. And being in that loop is such a great, productive, energizing place to be. If you're in an organization that doesn't celebrate continuous feedback and doesn't celebrate continuous improvement, there is work to be done. If you already are and you say, yep, we've got a process for that, then just sit back for a moment and just reflect on the kinds of things that are going into your feedback loop. Are there new things you could put in there? Stakeholder feedback. Is there stuff from a macro level? Is there stuff from other industries that you could feed into this so you can just get better and better and better? And of course, ultimately, demonstrating marketing's value to the business is that it's for you as a marketer to lead on this stuff. Do not wait for senior management to do this. They've got their eyes and ears focused elsewhere. This is down to you as a marketer to demonstrate that you can own this stuff. This is the really great opportunity that we as marketers have. And I don't care what level of marketing you're operating at. You could be the most junior marketer in your organization. But you have a chance to introduce this level of thinking into your day-to-day work. And believe me, it becomes contagious. When people see the success that you will undoubtedly have demonstrating your value to the business and to the team around you, they will start to mirror. They will start to do the same. I've seen this happen in so many organizations with so many marketers. It just works. So three things I'm going to suggest that you do as next steps here. So align marketing metrics with your business goals. Absolutely clear that you need to demonstrate how marketing activities will contribute to your broader business objectives. So you can use metrics here that resonate with your stakeholders. So such as, you know, things like how marketing efforts have driven sales or improved customer satisfaction or increased brand awareness, but play it out in such a way that your stakeholders understand the language you're using and how the value of what you're doing impacts on them in solving their challenges. That is absolutely key. Use storytelling, not just data, to make your data compelling. So transform that raw data into a story that illustrates the marketing journey and, vitally, its outcomes. So the techniques that you can use within storytelling need to make the data more relatable and impactful. You know, ensure that the value of marketing is clearly communicated. Talk outputs and wisdom and talk opportunities. Don't talk data. The data's there in the background, remember, but it's the confidence that you go into in terms of things that you're recommending as next steps that is absolutely key to demonstrating marketing's value to the business. And overall, if you want to demonstrate the value of marketing in your organization, the absolute number one key is to foster these cross-departmental collaboration relationships. Strengthen the relationship between yourself and your colleagues, between marketing and other departments, by showing how marketing supports their goals. So now marketing is reporting on other people's objectives, not just our own. So encourage regular communication, meetings, campaigns, collaborative projects, and use those to build a much more integrated approach to business challenges. Marketing is not in isolation. Marketing touches on every part of the organization. Or if you're in an organization where that doesn't happen yet, know that it could. And if you're willing and able to rise to this mission, it's not mission impossible. This is an opportunity for you to really, really forge ahead in both your career, but also demonstrate the value that marketing brings to the business. And that, for me, as a focus for this coming year, is going to be absolutely key.